episode 487, Take a Look in the Mirror.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, sweet sisters. How are you doing, friends? I'm so thrilled that you're here. You know what? I just want to say thank you. Thank you so much for coming and joining me today, for getting comfortable and really allowing yourself to be stretched, to be grown, to be changed. You see, you are a woman of impact. I'm pushing ahead, creating transformation. And that's exactly what you're doing every single day. You're spending this time on personal growth so you can grow into what? Greatness. You were created on purpose for a purpose. And you're now here ready to create your now. And you're doing so every single day, putting one foot in front of the other, one step leading to miles of greatness. You are absolutely cherished. And I want you to know how valuable you are and how worthy you are. So welcome to Create Your Now. If you're brand new, welcome to this great family. We are incredible here. We have sisters around the world and we come together in a group called Women of Impact. You can search for it on Facebook. All you have to do is request to join. You'll see some mountains there. And I would love to have you come in the group. It allows us to converse. It's a closed group. It's a private group. So you do have to request to join, but we want to see you there. It gives me a chance to be a part of you even further than just through a microphone and in your earbuds. And it makes it more real. And so if you're ready for that next step, I would love to have you in the group. It's a lot of fun and we're expanding it. We're going to be doing some neat things, some live chats, some webinars, et cetera, et cetera. And so you got to be there. Also, if you are brand new and maybe you haven't done it and you've been around for like ever, go over to createyournow.com and say, you know what? I want to learn more about you, Christiane. I want to learn not just more about you because I can read your about page. I want a discovery call. I like what I'm hearing, but I need help personally. I need to be able to work with you one-on-one. How can I do that? Click on over to Let's Connect. And right there, you can put your name and email in there and just drop me a little note and say, this is what I want. This is where I am. What do you think? Let's set up a discovery call and we will get that on the books and scheduled because you matter. You are so important to this world. And if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be here. If it wasn't you for you, your family wouldn't be here. So you are an essential part of your own journey and everybody else who comes in contact with you. And you need to understand the impact that you have. And I really wish that we can be able to touch not only hundreds of women, but thousands upon thousands of women around the world. So spread the news, let people know, hey, you've got to listen to this podcast. You will be inspired and motivated. Your life will be uplifted. It's all about stepping it up a notch. It's always about leveling up, becoming what? Your best selfie. And that's what we're here to do today. Take a look in the mirror. Have you done that recently? Have you had a moment where maybe you got dressed and you wanted to see how that blouse looked on you or that new pair of shoes that you love so much? Have you checked it out? Have you figured it out? Going, oh yeah, this would look really cool. Take a look in the mirror. What do you see? Who do you see? What do you say to who you see? Your reflection is greater than anything you can buy. But what happens is we try to fit ourselves into a mold. We try to make things, you know, conform to who we are. You know, if this outfit looks good on one person, it might work on someone else. Surely it would, right? It's going to look good on me if it looks good on them. Or maybe it's, oh man, if I do that hairstyle, it's going to like look even better on me. Or maybe it's some things like, I've got blonde hair, and this blonde hair, well, you know, sometimes I just have a blonde moment. We fall into stereotypes. We try to fit ourselves into molds. Take a look in the mirror. What do you see? Who do you see? What do you say to who you see? These stereotypes that we go through in lives, women, do not just start out when we're young, but they go with us through college, into what supposedly our wiser years, into our 30s and 40s, and then we're supposed to be magnificently amazing come our 50s, 60s, and 70s. And then I'm not sure about the 80s and 90s. We're just really cool by then, right? I mean, come on. We're hip grandmas or great grandmas by that time. But we fall into these stereotypes. We fall into these molds. And if we don't, we try to fit, quote unquote, ourselves in there. We try to squeeze ourselves into, man, if those pair of jeans look awesome and they only come in up to a size 12, I don't care if I wear a size 16, I'm going to get my butt in that size 12. How are you trying to fit yourself into things? Are you trying to fit yourself into a stereotype? Because what happens is we induce acceptance through stereotypes. That's a mouthful. Let me say that again. We induce acceptance through stereotypes. And once when we induce acceptance, it leads to absorption. That absorption means what? You becoming what you're telling yourself or what you were led to believe. It's a vicious circle. It's full of venom and poison. And as women, it haunts us more than we know it. Take a look in the mirror. What do you see? Who do you see? What do you say to who you see? These stereotypes we thought maybe growing up wouldn't be necessarily a big deal. Now we add into this of the word and the term bullying. And, you know, oh man, my daughter's being bullied and they're just being called a name because that was a stereotype. And in the olden days, back in our days, we'd be like, you just have to, you know, buck it up, hon. It's all part of the deal. Is it fair that we are sitting here and having to fit ourselves into these molds? These molds and these stereotypes that we try to put ourselves into and that we induce acceptance into, which eventually becomes ourselves. When I say it's poison, you know it. I'm sure you have friends who've had weight issues, whether it's underweight or overweight, have had eating disorders, who have felt maybe they're not loved because they always feel too fat, even though they're still wearing a size 2. Maybe it's because they grew up in a single mother home and they didn't have a father figure around to tell the little girl how beautiful she was. Take a look in the mirror. What do you see? Who do you see? What do you say to who you see? These stereotypes, this induced acceptance and this eventually absorption then continues. And we become into our 30s and 40s and 50s. And we become even more judgmental. Take a look in the mirror. What do you say about yourself when you put on that outfit? I was shopping with my daughter and with my son and my husband. And we were out in this store and they were on one side of the store and we were on another. And my daughter and I were having this conversation and we went back and forth and we were just being observant of what other people were doing. All shapes and sizes, some overweight, some underweight, some just right. I feel like we're talking about Goldilocks and the Three Bears here. But it was one of those things where I was like, oh my gosh, do they not know what they're telling themselves? As they held up the shirt saying, gosh, I look fat. Oh, that color doesn't look good on me. What was I thinking when I picked this up? Who would have thought stripes would have been this good for me? The way they spoke. Now, no, I wasn't stalking them, but I was being very observant. You go shopping one day. Don't go to buy something, but go to watch someone. You'll see. Take a look in the mirror. Sisters, I'm here to tell you that we've got it bad. And it's almost an addiction. And it's something that we make more of a habit of. I mean, it is so ingrained in us. And the problem is it gets worse as we get older because what happens is we are not stopping it. We are continuing this conversation with ourselves, which means what? We are passing it down from generation to generation. It's time to stop the madness. Women have it tough. We are put up against animated characters that are made to look perfect. We are put up against Disney characters that even if we tried to look like them, we wouldn't look like them. Women are made to be and try to look like a Barbie doll. They want to have that body. We need to have that perfect, what is it, 32 by 24 by 32 or something like that were the measurements. I don't even remember. We can't get to that. Some of us are made thinner. Some of us are made bigger. You are made just right because God made you. Take a look in the mirror. I got to tell you, it bugs the heck out of me. And it gets me to the rawness of my heart when I see women throwing this out. I too catch myself. And as a mother with two older daughters now, one in high school and one in college, they are more at an impressionable state than ever. And I'm ready to stop the madness. And it starts with me. It starts with me. Take a look in the mirror. What do you see? Who do you see? What do you say to who you see? So how do you stop that madness? How do you escape the stereotypes that are inducing acceptance, which is leading to your absorption and causing what? You to believe who you are and it's becoming your identity. Ooh, are you exhausted yet? But this is an important, deep discussion that no one wants to talk about. Because it hurts too much. Because it does hit us in the raw places. Because we don't like who we see when we take a look in that mirror. We want to run the other direction, but you have to stop running in order to escape the stereotypes and what you are seeing. You have to take a look in the mirror and this. Here is your kiss, the Keep It Simple strategy. Love yourself in black and white. Love yourself in black and white. Now, I said that specifically because black and white doesn't lie. Remember, we're not talking about the gray areas. We're not talking about these extra shadows. We're talking about black and white. Number one, acknowledge what you see with the naked eye. Acknowledge it, good or bad. Acknowledge it. Number two, speak sweet kindness. That means you only can say something positive. I don't care if you don't like your legs. I have calves of steel. They are huge for a woman. But I'm telling you, I don't say anything negative about them. I used to. I used to hate my legs. And now I don't talk about them that way. Speak sweet kindness. Number three, find beauty in the troubled areas. Take a look in that mirror. You know what you see. You don't even have to look in the mirror. Some of you have dealt with some very serious situations in your life that deal with your reflection. Could be eating disorders. It could be a broken heart. It could be abuse, both mentally, physically, emotionally. Take a look in the mirror and find beauty in the troubled areas. You can love yourself in black and white. That is your only option to stop this life of living in stereotypes because that's what you've accepted. That's what you've absorbed. And it's time to stop it. It's time to see through the filtration of God's lenses. And He sees nothing but beauty and perfection. He sees you and He smiles. He loves you because He created you. Love yourself in black and white. We talk about beauty is in the eye of the beholder. So you have to begin to look at that and see yourself as beautiful. I mentioned my legs to you before, my steel calves. I call them that because, yeah, my dad gave them to me. And I passed them down to a few of my children. But as a woman, you want to have nice, long, lean, slender legs. I wanted to be a supermodel. I could be if I could have an extra 3 inches and then wear 5 and 6 inch heels. I would be amazing. But God didn't make me that way. I'm a supermodel that's more down to earth because I'm closer. I'm shorter. At least that's how I think of it. I'm a short supermodel, and that's okay because that's how I was made. Love yourself in black and white. Acknowledge what you see with the naked eye. Speak sweet kindness. and find beauty in the troubled areas. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Take a look in that mirror. Look hard and see your beautiful eyes, your gorgeous smile, your skin, how it radiates nothing but sunshine. Your legs, whether they're short or long, they're gorgeous. Your arms that hold nothing but strength, and your torso, your abdomen area, your abdominals, they are your core that holds you up and stabilizes you. Take a look in the mirror and see the beauty that I see. Take a look in the mirror and see the beauty that God sees. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.